Hello, my name's Mark Hillary, and this is an IT Decisions audio comment. I'd like to comment today just briefly on the interview that Angelica Murray did with Congressman Laercio Oliveira earlier. You can read the story, and there is a link just above this audio podcast. The story is basically that the government in Brazil wants to create a new outsourcing commission to try regulating outsourcing in Brazil. But the real question is, what is outsourcing? The congressman believes it's any service. So we're not just talking about IT. We could be talking about over 8.5 million service sector workers that are affected. And in theory, that means that any company that's outsourced any service, such as their catering or their plumbing, for example, could be affected here. There is certainly an issue of substandard contracts within Brazil. There is no TUPE concept in Brazil, for example. An example is if a bank outsources hundreds of jobs to an IT supplier, the workers themselves would find, if this was Europe, that the rights and the package that they earned from the bank is what they get from the IT supplier. Even though they change employer, their package has to transfer by law. And this concept doesn't exist in Brazil. The substandard contract issue also creates other problems. If you worked as an employee for a bank, for example, and then that bank outsourced you into a supplier firm, if the supplier doesn't meet the letter of the law, the employment law within Brazil, and they break the law in some way, they pay you below minimum wage, or they just don't respect the hours that you should be working, you can actually then take the bank to court. You can create an employment tribunal and take the bank to court rather than your employer, who is the IT supplier to the bank. And regardless of the contract that exists between the bank, the end client, and the IT company, still the underlying contractor who's actually doing the work can take the main client to court. So there is a difficulty here around outsourcing and contracts that needs to be examined. But the bottom line is that the client always remains responsible for the welfare of the workers, even if those workers are working for a subcontractor. So really, can this commission that the government is talking about ensure that contractors play by the rules? Is that really the main focus, that there's substandard contractors out there in industry today? I suppose on the plus side of this argument, the government is looking for opinion. They want industry views. They want people to comment. At the moment, this really exists more as a proposal and idea rather than a new set of legislation. So I think that it would be great if we could coordinate some comments from industry around IT decisions. Use our LinkedIn group, use the magazine itself, and let's get some views back to the government. Also on the plus side, perhaps it could simplify the labor laws. There is certainly a problem around these contracts, and it seems almost crazy that an IT company that's not respecting the labor rights of a worker can find that that worker then takes a client of the IT company to court. So definitely something needs to be done there. On the negative side, though, if this really is around labor laws, then why not just reform the labor laws? Why do you need to distinguish between outsourcing and the service sector and people who don't work in the service sector? Is there really any need for that? Why not just reform all employment law in Brazil? And to be honest, at present, it really sounds like a lot more red tape. The government is still talking about outsourcing and companies outsourcing as a sort of slash and burn activity. And I don't hear that when I go out and talk to real companies. They really don't see outsourcing as a tool that just lets them slash costs down to the bone. It's really more about accessing specialized skills, specialized resource, increasing flexibility. And of course, the cost of the supplier comes into the equation, but it's not the main driver. There's no point outsourcing to a supplier that's going to let you down with a substandard service just because they quoted you a very cheap price. So I think the government hasn't really seen the distinction between procurement and outsourcing, and the way that outsourcing becomes a part of the value chain of your organization once you undertake that business model. Please do get involved in this conversation, and we'll get your comments back to the government. Look at itdex.com and on Twitter at itdex.